grab a hold of something.
It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What's going on?
Busy, busy, busy.
So busy. So very, very, very busy.
It is busy.
I was just looking at Bitcoin. It's like at almost $93,000.
I've got 40 of them.
I was just going back to how Schmidl was offered 100 of them.
Oh. Yeah.
Schmidl, you know, you can't change the past. You can't think about it.
Dude, I think about it every day.
I would too.
When my alarm goes off, I'm just like, 100 Bitcoin could have been in my pocket.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That, my Pokemon cards getting stolen, I could have had so much money.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
You're stuck
when
here
I
with
wanted
us.
It, Bitcoin was only worth $1 a coin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a fad. I told my son it was a fad. It was worth $1,000 when I told him that.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is...
I had never heard of it at all. And the guy was just like, hey, like, there's this thing. It's called Bitcoin, man. I'll give you 100 of them for it. Because a bag of weed was $100. So he was going to give me 100 Bitcoin. And then I was like, what the hell is Bitcoin? Give me $100.
I wonder if he actually had them.
He did. Yeah.
He actually had.
Yeah, the same thing with the pizza guy. Remember the pizza guy?
Yeah, the pizza guy.
Because it was so new, it was really easy for people to mine it at the time. So a lot of the people who were into it had a lot of it.
I still don't get it.
It's a little...
That mining and all that.
Yeah, it's complicated. It's very, you know, out there. Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it doesn't have a basis. I mean, it just...
It's very intellectual.
Is it? I think it's actually very simple-minded. Because it doesn't have a base. Like, it's just... It's in the air.
It's in the ether.
You're just taking people's word for it on what they say it's worth.
Well, I agree with that. I'm saying mining it. Being able to do it. I said, that's a whole different level.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of electricity.
It does.
I'm like, wow, that takes... Remember that one guy's bill was something incredible? I'm
like, it was like $1 million a month.
Yeah, to mine it. All right, anyway. Okay, there was something I was going to tell you. I can't remember what it was, but it was important. First of all, every day of this week, I think, we're going to give away tickets to Post Malone Presents the Big Ass Stadium Tour. It's going to be in June at Mile High Stadium, which is insane. It's Post Malone with Jelly Roll. And so every day at what, 7:30?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away tickets. This is a big, big show. It's like the must-see show of the summer.
That show's going to be massive.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right. You know, I was thinking about this. I don't know why. But I saw that Will Ferrell said he's going to set to do the comedy feature Judgment Day. Anyway, he's doing another film is what I'm trying to say. But I was thinking about that documentary. I don't know why. When I was driving home the other day. With Will Ferrell and his best friend, who used to be on Saturday Night Live. He was an executive producer, and he changed genders, or whatever you call it. You know, he became a woman.
Transitioned, yeah.
Yeah, he transitioned, thank you. He transitioned to a woman, and it was really an interesting insight of how the guy has struggled their entire life with this. And I don't know why, but I feel like Will Ferrell really used that guy, girl. Really used her.
I think that, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You saw it, okay? So I'm only going on the feedback. I'm only giving you feedback on what you've told me.
Right.
Or what you've told the audience. I feel like that Will Ferrell might have thought that this would be a fun thing to do. It'd be a way to get inside the transition, you know, the whole the life that they live and all this. And then it turned out to be a little too serious for him.
Maybe that was
Once he hit the road, it's like, okay, this isn't the way I thought it would be.
You know what?
I thought it was going to be a lot of fun. We could joke about this. We walk into here and everybody laughs and blah. But it's really traumatic for this person. And I don't feel comfortable using this person to get these laughs anymore.
Maybe that's how I should have looked at it. But I don't know. At the end, so she just wanted to be beautiful, right? Like she just wanted to go out to eat with a man and just be beautiful. They were in Las Vegas. She had this beautiful dress she bought, and she had her hair done. She had a glam squad. And then Will Ferrell shows up, and he has on this, like, this mustache that goes, like, 2 feet on each side and curls up.
Yeah.
And he just looks like a clown. And she's so disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad because he's like, waka, 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 and she just wanted to be pretty.
Now, if you say that somebody's not a looker, does it matter if they're male, female, trans, whatever. But you could say they're not a looker,
yeah,
right?
All the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, she's not a looker.
She's not a looker, but I felt sorry. You know, like, women's expectations of you guys, like, to take us out to eat or whatever, and then you show up looking like you do.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I live it. I mean, I'm that person.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you should see the hole in my sock this yeah. morning. And it's right on top.
It's like what I was talking about earlier this morning. My friend, he's always wearing overalls.
Yeah.
And his wife just wants to dress up one day. Just one nice outfit. And so then he went and got corduroy overalls.
Those are the classy ones, yeah.
That's really not what she was looking for.
They make them in corduroy?
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of
I
here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You have to get me some.
It's like my son's dad. He could never dress up.
Yeah.
He was bro bra snowboarder. That's right.
It just doesn't feel comfortable.
I know, but you want the guy. You want the guy that can go go big.
I know.
In the park, snowboarding, but then also can dress up and dress nice.
Yeah, but if I put on
stupid shoes,
if I put on a suit tie, I just feel like I'm like a poser.
Yeah,
it's not me. I don't know what it is.
But like when sometimes I've seen you wear like a button down and it looks so great on you.
With a jacket, yeah. I'll wear that. But I don't even have a tie. I don't think
you don't need to wear a tie though.
Yeah, ties are kind of.
Yeah, they're kind of out. Yeah.
Well, I think you're talking about
unless
a guy
wear a really skinny one.
Well, I think you're talking about a guy that can actually look good in a tux and pull it off. You know that yeah. type stuff. I mean, a real fancy.
You know how you guys want something in the kitchen, a freak in the sheets.
Freak in the sheets.
Yeah, that whole thing.
And a lady in the street.
Yeah, that yeah. whole whatever thing. Yeah. We want, like, somebody that can just be, like, athletic and, like, build stuff and be all that guy and then dress very nice.
Yeah, it's easier to find a freak in the sheets, though.
Well, yeah, you can pay for that. Yeah.
That's everywhere. Right? What are you talking about?
Right? I can't pay yeah. for, like, a guy that's the all-around
no,
American
that's,
man.
That's yeah. hard to get.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
True. All right, anyway, so I'll put that over. I'm going to think differently of that. I think you're right. I think he wanted to have fun, and then it got serious.
Yeah, I think so. I think he bit off. I don't think he saw the end game. Yeah. I think he saw this is going to be great. It's going to be entertaining. Going to be funny. Going to be, there'll be some serious side, but then it turned way too serious.
Did Kim Kardashian leave Twitter? Because she's on it right now.
I thought
Kardashians had left Twitter, but I just went on Twitter just to see if there was anything breaking.
Why'd they leave?
I forgot why. They did.
I think they did, like, all deactivate or something.
Something happened a long, long time ago. They left Twitter before Elon owned it. It was a long, long time ago. They all left. But I forgot why. But anyway, so she's back on it. Kim Kardashian is back on Twitter, and she's bragging about her new Tesla robot.
I saw it yesterday.
It's creepy.
I follow her as a part of the following.
You do?
But, I do. I follow a lot of people, but I follow her, and I did see her post yesterday, but I've not noticed her being gone.
Oh, really?
But I haven't looked for either, so I don't know.
I see a headline that says that she left Twitter in 2010, but she's been on it, like, she's been obviously back on it. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see here. This whole Sean Diddy Combs jail sale.
I have a tough time with that word, too.
I know, right?
The cell and sale.
Jail sale.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Jail. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm just going to. I just wish that they would just go ahead and just like call it a day and just send him away forever.
Well, they raided his cell, okay? Right. And they found some stuff in there that he probably shouldn't have. That, from what I understand, some of the stuff was that he was trying to coerce people that are going to be witnesses down the road. But now his people are saying that what they did was illegal. Now, here's the way I see it. Whatever they got, if it is illegal and the prosecution works, yes, they won't be able to use it in court because they seized it illegally. Mm-hmm. But as far as him getting out of jail, not a chance in hell.
You don't think so?
No.
I hope not.
He's not getting out of jail. I just don't see how that's grounds
he's
to get out of jail.
He's too high of a flight risk. They can't let
him
out.
They can't let him out of jail.
Well, what they do is they take your passport.
That's all they'll do.
Well, he's tried to get out.
I'm a little scared, though. His legal team's good.
But he's had... look how many charges he's had put against him before or since he's been in jail. There's no way he gets out.
I don't think it's the flight risk. I think it's that they've already seen that he's trying to, you know, use even his kids. They said he was trying to use his kids to, get on the platform. And
I'm with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's the only thing. All right, let's hear. Pete Davidson, feel bad for that guy. He's checked into rehab for a second time this year, and they say, quote unquote, he's in very bad shape. The Saturday Night alum is now in treatment for the second time this year as he struggles with his mental health. They say he's in such bad shape this time around, he's not in a good place. Well, at least he's getting help, you know?
Yeah.
That would be better than the alternative.
This is worse, though, for me. I think... Hearing that he's back in, and this time it's for mental health instead of addiction, because I think the addiction side to me seems like it's very fixable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's treatment there. If you do it, it works. But mental health is a whole different issue. So I feel bad for him.
Yeah. You know,
And remember, his dad died in 9/11.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of things going on.
And you bring up a great point. Like, I dated somebody for a while that had depression, and it's very odd how it just pops in.
Yeah.
You know, you could be having the best day of your life, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, do you want to go eat? And then they're just cold, and I'm just going home.
Yeah, they're like a shell of themselves.
Yeah, it's like, so what just happened? I just want to go home.
You see what I mean by the addiction side? When he goes into treatment for addiction, I've been there, done it, okay? Right. So
Wait, you have?
You can do it. You can do it. And you just got to do, you got to take control of it. Mental health's a whole different issue. It's just, you don't know.
No, because that's a chemical thing.
You don't know if the treatment works or not, even close.
And it's just sad to watch because you're like, we were just so happy. Like, what? You know, and you feel like you can just fix it with your words, but you realize you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's frustrating on both sides because they're like, oh, my God, you have no empathy for me. But I'm like, and I know this isn't fair to say. I'm saying from my side, like, you want to say the words, just snap out of it. But they can't, you know? They just can't. It's a chemical thing.
You can't make them realize how good their life
is. Exactly. Nothing you say. It just makes it worse. Anyway. All right. Hey, that was really uplifting. Thanks, Jamie.
At least he's getting help.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
At least he's getting help.
There you go. Tabloid trash.
Are we going to do this silly poopy?
Yes.
Or we come back and do it?
We're going to come back and do it.
All right. We'll come back and do it then. Silly poopy.
I love silly poopy.
That tease alone ought to get you back here to listen to our show. Silly poopy is next.
BJ and Jamie.
Is it Amanda? Right? Amanda, good morning. Amanda?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we just got this text, and I think it's important to do because it's sweet. Good morning. Will you give my mom, Amanda, a birthday shout out? She's a big fan, and her best friend got her Alice in Winterland tickets for her birthday.
Oh, yes. Man.
And it says, love Alexia and Olivia. Oh, what nice kids.
Benson Boone.
Right? That's going to be awesome.
Show.
Yeah.
Frey.
Yep, and so it's Amanda's birthday.
Yeah, all right.
And thanks for being good kids, Alexia and Olivia.
All right, silly poopy. My son, Frog, 6 years old. He loves silly poopy. He only knows it from the commercials.
I think I want to play silly poopy.
It seems like a fun game.
It does.
It really does.
Like, it's just a fun, it's hide and seek. Let me have them explain it to you on number 5.
Okay.
Introducing Silly Poopy's Hide and Seek. The new toy that kids love. And here's how to play. Players will select who is going to hide Silly Poopy first. Let's call that person the hider. The hider searches around the house for the best spot to hide Silly Poopy. Then after placing it in the spot, presses the Silly Poopy button. The hider lets all the other players know that they can start looking for the Silly Poopy. After the players begin their search, they should keep an ear out for the noises Silly Poopy makes.
Can somebody please find me?
The first player to find Silly Poopy is the winner. Press Silly Poopy's button to hear the Yippee Yoopy reward sign.
Yippee Yoopy, you found Silly Poopy.
The player who found Silly Poopy is now the hider for the next round.
Okay, I've not heard the commercial. We're not buying this for Frog.
No, come on!
We're not getting...
Oh, my
Excuse
God.
Excuse me, can somebody find
me? Actually,
if
you go to number 6, here are some of the sound effects that are available on this game, all right?
Yoo-hoo, I'm over here. Somebody please find me. You found me. Yippee, yippee, you found Silly Poopy. Yippee, yippee, you found Silly Poopy.
I'm going to have that stuck in my head all day. I know that I'm going to be driving on I-25 today going, yippee, yippee, you found Silly Poopy.
I got to play this again. I got to hear some more of this.
I'm over over here. Somebody please find me. You found me. Kippy, 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 Kippy,
Oh my God, it's stuck. You guys, forever. We're going to have to play that on St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh my God!
Over in a loop.
Is this like the number one item out there for kids for Christmas?
Yeah, they said it's the top five, one of the top fives that every kid wants is, yippee, yippee, you found silly poopy.
I literally just bought it at the cart right now.
How much is it?
$12 on Amazon.
Really? Yep. You just bought it?
Done. Little Debbie's going to love it.
Maybe I'll get it for my son's dorm room.
You better hurry while supplies last.
Yeah, right?
This thing's going to sell fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Who?
Some guy named Rick.
I got an idea.
Rick. What?
Maybe we turn the...
Nope.
Well, I was doing Lunch Menus there for a while, and they were a big success, man.
Rick was just upset because it's Amanda's birthday, and he didn't get a shout-out for his birthday. But we're not going to sit here and do happy birthdays. Oh, my God. I just randomly did one.
I just want to do a shout-out. I mean, we could have hundreds of people tell us
thousands,
that it's their birthday.
Yeah. We could read a list of a thousand.
It would
Lucy,
be too much.
Yeah.
Betty.
Okay, all right, yep, I get how it works.
Lori.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yay. It'd be like that Smucker's segment.
Yeah, Bill, they only do one. He wants to do like 10,000. Yeah.
That Smucker's thing was a smash, man.
It was.
Kept that guy's career going.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Yep.
All right. I mentioned this morning early. 3 million lights. Holy moly. Over at the Denver Zoo.
Yeah, you were saying that Friday is adult night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Adult
night.
What,
did you go like naked or something?
No, I think you can dress ever how you want.
Yeah.
I think you do have to cover up a little bit. But more than anything, I think they open up the booze. It really flows on that night.
All right. Yeah. And no kids.
Yeah, I think that no kids are getting in. You can buy tickets 21 and up for Friday night, this Friday night. And then it opens to the public on Saturday. But they beefed it up this year. They have 80 acres. That's a lot of room. And 3 million lights. Now, Carson, I think you were telling us the botanical gardens. Wasn't it like...
A million.
A million lights.
Yes.
Oh, they topped them.
A million over there, but yet the zoo has 3 million?
I bet it's amazing.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I've been out there. Have you been out to the Denver Zoo lights?
Nope.
I've been out there, but it didn't feel like a million.
No.
Well,
no.
It's so,
well, now it's three.
I think it's because it's so spread out. Like, the zoo's huge. So I think that's why it doesn't feel like.
You're right, Jamie. So it's really going to feel like it this time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, they have. It's beautiful. But, you know, it's kind of weird, though, because you smell those animals still.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk
around.
It's
a zoo.
Yeah. But I mean you still.
It's a zoo.
Yeah, but it's dark, you know.
So,
you don't see animals.
I have this weird thing that I want to do.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's illegal or not, or what kind of crime I'd be charged with, but I can see that in my neighborhood, right where I live, in my suburb, I can see that all the trees have lights in them, right?
Yeah.
They have them all ready. They have them all up, and they haven't turned them on yet. Somewhere there's a switch.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about tonight getting some camouflage on and going sneaking around and looking for the switch.
Put that dark under your eyes.
Yeah, and I'm going in and I'm gonna light them all up.
Like,
because it's not like a ceremony. They just all of a sudden light my
subdivision. Yeah, one day they decide that today's the day. They're
gonna
turn them on.
It's not like a big Christmas lighting ceremony. They just turn them on, and I don't know what that day is, but we have them up there. They might as well be on. Yeah.
Turn them on your time.
Oh, yeah,
screw their schedule.
I mean, how do you think that works in subdivisions?
Agree.
Like how, so probably like at the entrance, that's probably where the main plug-in is. And do you think the switch is like right there where it says blankety blank, blank, blank? Where
I would bet it's there.
Like,
It's probably like a power box near there or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just flip a big lever. Yeah.
Do you think it's big?
I think it's a huge lever.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be big. It's going to be small.
Christmas time on.
It's going to have a lock on it. You're going to have to take some, cutters with you.
I got those.
Right, you are going to need bolt cutters.
All right, I'm going to need that. All right, and so I'll do. That's probably the only thing I'll get arrested for, right? That vandalism, a little bit of vandalism.
A little tampering.
How much time does that catch you?
That's not even, it's like a misdemeanor. You're fine. Yeah.
Forget it. If I can bring joy to my subdivision, I mean, you know what? I'll be like, you guys are the Grinch. Yeah. I'm Santa.
They might not even press charges.
They might not.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
Why do you put that crap up there, and I know it's up there, and you don't even turn the damn things on?
What are they waiting for? You have any idea? Make a phone call. Tell them who you are.
Who am I?
I don't know. You're Ralphie's mom. And Ralphie's coming home, and you want the damn lights on.
Okay, that is exactly why I do want them
on. Yeah, you want them on because Ralphie's going to be pulling into the neighborhood, and you want the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I mean, have any of your suburbs, have they turned theirs on?
Not yet.
No.
Ours has.
They have?
Yeah.
I just don't know what we're waiting for. Ugh. All right, sorry.
Maybe your neighborhood doesn't believe in Christmas. You know, speaking of the zoo, this is zoo lights, 3 million lights. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Adult night is coming up on Friday night, then it opens to the public on Saturday. I was reading yesterday, have you ever heard the Mike Tyson zoo story where he went into that zoo and tried to fight that gorilla?
No.
Have you ever heard this?
I know he had a tiger.
No. He went to a zoo one time when he was heavyweight champion of the world, and he offered the zoo guy, the zookeeper, they had closed down. He had his special treatment.
Yeah.
So he went in there with him and his, I think it was Robin at the time, the girl that he, that woman that he married. But they went into the zoo. He offered the zoo guy $10,000 to let him go in and fight the gorilla.
Oh, my God.
The guy would let him.
Well, yeah. Does he not get what a gorilla can
gorilla,
do to you?
Well, the gorilla was being mean to other gorillas.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll give you $10,000 to let me go in there and teach this gorilla a lesson.
Yeah, it was a silverback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet he could win.
I would not mess with one of those things, man.
No, but if I were at that zoo and I'm that zookeeper, I would have taken that $10,000. Here you go, Mike. Go get him.
Please. He would have been destroyed. He would have been killed.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
He offered the guy $10,000 to let him
but
fight.
You're saying, like, take the money and watch a guy get murdered?
Yeah, I'd take the money and run.
An icon get destroyed.
Yeah, Mike, you're on your own. Jump the fence. Then I can't say anything, right?
Wacky.
Isn't that a crazy story,
though?
Is. He literally, that shows you how crazy that guy is. He's nuts.
He was super drugged out then, too.
But also, you get hit in the head enough, you're going to have some brain damage.
He's got it.
Yeah.
He's got it, no doubt. Wow. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Yippee, yippee. I found Silly Poopy.
Woo! You bought it?
I bought it.
Yes.
Atta girl.
Why? Because I have a problem. Okay? Because I was like, I'll give it to my kid as a joke, you know, so they can play it in the dorm room.
Yeah.
My kid is never going to take that back and say, hey, you guys, you want to play Silly Poopy?
It'd be hilarious. I would see a bunch of college kids
right?
running around campus.
Play it, like, play it on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be funny. But what I think is funny, what he thinks is funny, is two different things.
All right. Yeah. Earlier this morning, we announced a big stadium tour. It's the big-ass stadium tour with Post Malone and Jelly Roll. We'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow morning at 7:30.
When them Slacker
Show.
Buy them.
Slacker Show has them later today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep.
So you got another chance to win today, and of course, we'll have them for you again tomorrow. So that should be huge. And tickets go on sale
Monday.
Yeah. At noon.
Right. Correct.
Noon Monday. That's the pre-seal.
Again, that's Post Malone and Jelly Roll. Huge, huge tour. I mean, this is going to be crazy. And they're doing it in the stadium.
Yeah, it's going to be the show of the summer.
Yeah.
Sure. It'll rock.
Yeah.
All right, have a great
sorry,
day.
What? What? Cool guy?
It'll rock.
Whoa,
it'll rock.
Yeah.
It'll rock.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Wow, you really
sick.
Sold it right there.
It's sick.
It is sick. It is sick. It's gnar.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.